Senator John McCain responded to the potentially damaging allegations at a hastily arranged press conference in Ohio with wife Cindy at his side.
Obviously, I'm very disappointed in the article. It's not true. As has been pointed out, I've served this nation honorably for more than a half a century.
The New York Times article raises questions about McCain's relationship with a Washington lobbyist during his first run for the White House in 2000. The newspaper quotes unnamed aides who say they tried to block Vicki Eisman's access to the senator, fearing the relationship could damage McCain's image as an ethics crusader. Campaign advisor Charles Black accused the newspaper of shoddy journalism.
Unfortunately, the New York Times, the largest liberal newspaper in America, is running a false smear campaign against the integrity of the new conservative Republican nominee for president, John McCain, printing false rumors and gossip with no sources. This doesn't meet the journalistic standards of a third-rate tabloid, and it's a shame that they have stooped to that.
The report says McCain and Eisman denied any romantic involvement, but the report points out that McCain, then chairman of the Senate Commerce Committee, dealt with telecommunications companies that Eisman represented. McCain said his record speaks for itself.
At no time have I ever done anything that would betray the public trust, nor make a decision which in any way would not be in the public interest and would favor anyone or any organization.
The New York Times defended the report, saying the subjects were given ample time to respond. The Times, which has endorsed McCain in the Republican race for the White House, says it investigated the story for several months. Millar Sega, VOA News.